Small steps in sustainability go a long way, and the hospitality industry is doing just that. Two hotels Leaside are on a sustainable mission to be a greener hospitality partner across the board, to reduce food waste, plastic waste, and their carbon footprint. Alex Petit, Group Executive Chef at Trigon Hotels, explains how he's done a complete cleanup of the kitchen operations and introduced the 10 commitments on how they can achieve their sustainable goals.
So the first one would be definitely to reduce our food waste by 20%. That's a big, big task to do. And to do that, we'll have to monitor, understand the source of our food waste, and then create menus and do certain type of menu engineering to be able to combat that. And within that, we'll be creating a zero food waste dish within our menus, which means it is a dish that we'll be creating absolutely no waste on food whatsoever. Say we use one ingredient, we don't use it on just one dish, but we repeat that into two or three dishes to make sure that we have we don't waste that produce, and we make sure it's been used all the way. We also look at produce and say, okay, can we use 100% of that product from obviously the main ingredient itself? Let's take, for example, a carrot, and we use, you know, a carrot as everybody else does for whatever purpose it is. How can we use those peelings? How can we use the stalks? How can we just make sure that every part of that ingredient is being used, so we don't end up in wasting it? And trying to be very kind of innovative and creative in our recipe. And reducing landfill waste is also obviously when things come back from the customer. So looking at the portion sizes, are we giving too much and people are not finishing their plates? Therefore, that gives us an indication that we could probably reduce a small waste. One big thing on the food waste also is to go back to the basics. And sometimes people say, oh yeah, we go back to the basics a lot. But it's really looking at the dish and just try to take away all the things that is not necessary. Anything that's just there for a visual perception. May that be an edible flower that just has absolutely no taste impact onto the recipe. Does it need to actually be there? And that's a question that we always ask ourselves. And from that, then we obviously reduce our food waste because we take away the stuff that shouldn't be there in the first place.
The second commitment is sourcing food locally, which is not only a benefit for the local economy, but shorter transportation distances means reduced carbon emissions and transportation costs.
The second thing would be to look after our local suppliers and Irish suppliers. We have amazing produce in this country and we are big supportive of them. And obviously that brings, you know, that keeps the jobs local, that brings the economy in the country, which is very important to us. You know, the part of using local ingredients is huge because you reduce the food mileage. And the food mileage is one thing when we talk about, you know, the transport of it, but it's also the energy to transport it and refrigerating all those ingredients from wherever they come from to come back into our country. That's another part of it. We change our menus every 3 months, so four times a year, and seasonality is key. And seasonality is key for the freshness of the ingredients, but also for the sustainability part, to use the stuff that, you know, nature is allowing us to do on a certain time of year. And we use as many Irish produce on our menus as possible.
Both the Metropole Hotel and the Cork International Hotel are aiming to reduce their single-use plastic, keeping in line with Ireland's national waste plan.
Another big thing for us also would be to reduce our landfill waste and eliminate single-use plastic. And if you look around, when you as a customer going into supermarkets, you realize that everything is wrapped into plastic or everything comes into a plastic bag, or you pick a couple of fruits or vegetables and you have to put them in plastic bags. How can we do that? And we are engaging with our suppliers to try and tell them, look, guys, we don't want any plastic. So can you go back to your sources and come to us with big crates that we can reuse all the time? That includes, obviously, cling film, plastic bags, refuse bags, and backpack bags, which is a method of conservation for us. And obviously, those are big, big items, but it's an investment that we as a company are ready to make. Another initiative that we took was to remove all kind of sachets and single portions that you see on table, sachets of mayonnaise, single portions of jams or single portions of maple syrup, this kind of stuff on breakfast. That definitely help us trying to reduce our plastic. And we are committed to remove all our plastics on our food and beverage and kitchen operation within the year. And we're working really hard on that with investment to back it up.
And the last sustainable sector they have taken into consideration is their carbon footprint and are now looking at ways to be more energy savvy.
One of our big thing also, when we talk about sustainability, is trying to reduce our energies across the board on how we produce the food and the energy that's used to do so. And for that, we have a very strong timetable on when do we turn off the equipment. So we already monitor on a monthly basis our usage, and we get our report so we can see where we are at, obviously. But it's about thinking ahead, and when a piece of equipment needs to be changed, that we just don't look for the cheaper option, which might be sometimes, you know, the way a business look at it because of the financial impact that it has, but more looking at the long term and actually how much energy does he use when it's being turned on. So we look at that. The second thing that we've just implemented as well is a very rigid and strict timetable for when do we turn on the equipment, when do we turn it on, and how is it being used. Because too many times you walk into kitchens and, you know, the first thing we do, we'll turn on an oven, we'll turn on the stove, we'll turn this on, and it might be on for 24/7 and nobody thinks of the impact that it has on the energy.
If there's anything we've learned so far, is collaboration is key, and teamwork really is the dream work.
Team is everything. It's a team effort. It's very much green committees within both hotels meeting on a monthly basis and discussing the result and assessing and implementing new changes for a positive an outcome. And then going back into, you know, the operation, the kitchens, the restaurant. And when I say we, and we created this, it's very much the whole from the top, the executive team, the whole way down to our trainees and everybody in between, and all that staff that just engage with us and understand why we're doing it. And we're doing it because we want a brighter and a greener environment for our kids and generations to come.